This is the first time I think that I can say that I found a book in the fantasy genre unpredictably educational. Hopefully, after hearing this entire episode, I will manage to pique your curiosity and read it as well, and it would be even more fantastic if you would leave me a message in the box below and tell me if you agree with my opinion of this book. Hello everyone, I'm Irene Ridarelli, writer, blogger and the passionate reader, and this is Into the Books. Now, before I move on to today's book topic, I want to go into a little bit more detail about what I said in the introduction, and thus avoid any controversy that might arise. So I take this opportunity to invite you to visit my YouTube channel, where you can watch the episode where I talk about reading in general, but in a slightly more in-depth way. Here, I will briefly summarize what I said in that episode to put it in context for those who have not seen the video. I was basically saying that I think every book is educational in its own way. Reading in itself, and whatever genre it is, educational, enriching and stimulating. But what was it that made me talk about the educational aspect of this particular book? Well, it is because Babel by Rebecca Kwang is a fantasy that plays by its own rules. Oxford, 1836. Robin is a Chinese boy orphaned by an epidemic. Death would have taken him too, had it not been for the intervention of a mysterious man, Professor Lovell, who cures the boy and takes him with him back to London. Robin does not understand why this man is interested enough in him to take him under his wing. Professor Lovell makes it clear from the beginning that all he wants in return from the boy is for him to commit to classical studies so that he can get into Oxford, the prestigious university. Robin must accept the deal or be sent back to China and cut off from all help. This would mean misery and perhaps even death for the boy. As the years go by, Robin becomes increasingly suspicious of Professor Lovell, but he knows that the only way to free himself from the man's control is to enter Oxford University, so he devotes himself to his studies. One day, Robin is told the date he must leave for Oxford, which takes him completely by surprise because Robin knew he had not taken any entrance exams, but there was no obstacle for him to take the opportunity to free himself from Lovell. Oxford, the city of dreaming spires, as it was called by Matthew Arnold in his poem Thyrsis, is regarded as the center of all the world's knowledge and innovation. At its heart is Babel, the prestigious Royal Institute of Translation at Oxford University, and from whose tower flows all the power of the empire. Robin believed Babel was truly a paradise until it became a prison. Can one student take on an empire? I liked the book very much, but to be completely honest, I have to say that I don't know why the author decided to use the fantasy genre to write this novel. Why did I say that? Well, the fantasy genre has its specific rules, and in Babel, I found the use of magic forced. Rebecca Huang studied Chinese history and culture at Cambridge and Oxford, and when she came back to the United States, she decided to get a PhD in Far Eastern languages and literatures at Yale. So she obviously has a wide and deep knowledge of the subject, which is fully reflected in this book. But I insist that the use of magic has no justification in the story, so I consider it a totally inconsequential element. This story takes place at the time when the United Kingdom and the city of Oxford in particular was well known for the processing of silver, which has an important role in this story. As I read through this book, I found myself enjoying the parts that were free of magic more than the parts where this element was included. The way the author explains the etymology of the words, the way she recreates the 1830s Oxford atmosphere, and how she describes the Chinese culture is just fascinating. I wonder, was it necessary to include magic in this story? Well, I must say that it was, but only because it was an element that the author had to include if she wanted to label this book as a fantasy. But outside this reason, I find no other justification for its use. Would a narrative story have been better than a fantasy novel? Yes, I'm afraid it would have. Regardless of the magic issue, which is just my personal opinion, this is a highly recommended book, but I advise readers, fans of the fantasy genre, to always keep in mind that this story lacks many of the elements that characterize it, but it is definitely worth reading because it is a novel that includes aspects that are innovative or rarely used in the literary genres, and as I have said throughout this episode, I find it very educational. I learned a lot about Sanskrit words. By the way, I am very glad to have discovered Rebecca Kwang. I would love to read more of her work. Before I say goodbye, I would like to remind you that on my YouTube channel, I talk about books in more detail, and if you are interested in learning a little more about them, you will find a link to my channel in the description box below. As usual, I'll see you next week.